From the Tailwind offices in Tempe, Arizona, today is May 28th, and this is your Digital Minute. I'm Ryan Goodmanson. As it turns out, you just can't trust everyone you stumble upon within Facebook. Last week, the social network announced the disablement of more than 2 billion fake accounts across the platform. Even more surprising, this total is nearly identical to the volume of reported active users, which have averaged approximately 2.4 billion monthly. What does this mean for advertisers? On the surface, nothing inherently urgent. Facebook explained that while the volume of these fake accounts seem high, most of which were actually caught before being accounted as real, true-to-life Facebook users, in some cases only minutes after the attempted account creation. But in the sheer number of accounts alone being affected, it's evident there are substantial networks and initiatives dedicated at creating fraudulently motivated social content. From what we can see, Facebook is actively trying to monitor and steady the already shaky foundation that is the trust and acceptance of its end users. Just last September, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg testified in front of a U.S. Senate committee acknowledging the fact that they were, and I quote, blocking millions of attempts to register false accounts each and every day. This is key. Millions each and every day, as it turns out, equates to 2.2 billion in the months of January, February, and March. And while a solution to combating these issues is never going to be perfect, the solution as it exists today is at least a lot closer than where we were a year ago. Looking ahead, Facebook also announced it will be continuing this level of transparency, declaring quarterly enforcement reports and outlining security and community standard metrics in an ongoing cadence. In other social news, it appears that while Instagram is seeing slight upticks, its users are active within the social platform, users on Facebook and Snapchat are seeing a potential downward trend. In its latest figures, consultancy eMarketer points out that the average user on Instagram will spend approximately 1 minute more this year over last year, reaching potentially 29 minutes by 2021. For Instagram, this is great news, while parent company Facebook begins to see lower time usage due to the continued loss of younger adult users, along with its focus on downranking clickbait posts and videos in favor of those that create more time well spent. As a money-making machine, this might spell trouble for advertisers wishing to get in front of as many people as possible on the apparently aging channel. That said, we at Tailwind will argue that the diversity of your media mix should be aligned already to your target demo and not reliant on a single platform or network. Finally, in the world of search, Google has launched an update to their mobile search engine results page, showcasing site favicons within natural organic listings. With the update, Google claims that a website's branding can be front and center, helping users better understand where the information is coming from, thereby improving end-user trust. While this is definitely true, those within the SEO space are calling the update just another tactic to improve upon mobile paid search clicks, which from the media side isn't necessarily a bad thing. However, for those focused on SEO and their organic mobile performance, this update may produce a number of things, mainly the preferential treatment to larger, well-known sites, and as a result, potential dips in CTR while impression and rank values stay constant. For us at Tailwind, we're already actively monitoring mobile ranking and SERP performance metrics for our clients. This means paying close attention to click-through rates for both paid and organic results. In the meantime, we definitely recommend taking a look at your favicon. Has it been updated or branded efficiently? Would visitors to your site recognize it later in a mobile search results page? Let us know over at findyourtailwind.com/contact. Well, that about covers it for this week's edition of the Digital Minute. To learn more about some of the topics we've covered today, join us over at findyourtailwind.com/blog for a full transcription of the Digital Minute, as well as links to further resources and information. Until next week, I'm Ryan Goodmanson.